is Hold Me Tight or Don't, written by Blue Monty, read by Mistborn Hero, a Star Wars podfic featuring the relationship Obi-Wan Kenobi, Quinlan Vos, as well as the characters Padme's Handmaidens, Padme, Qui-Gon, and Anakin. It is tagged for Remember how Quinlan was on Tatooine and no one said anything? Well, this is an AU where the Jedi Council are like, by the way, Quinlan is also on the planet, so... Crack treated semi-seriously. Obi-Wan was a mix of exasperated and amused when he caught sight of the small gathering of handmaidens lingering by the entrance to the room where he knew one Quinlan Vos was doing Force knew what. Probably Cadas of some sort, but it was just as likely the man was running around shirtless and flexing his arms just for the girls. Oh, Padawan Kenobi! One of the girls breathlessly exclaimed in surprise when she caught sight of him, and a few of the other girls broke out into laughter in response. I don't suppose you are here to... train with Knight Vos? Another asked, with a bit more eagerness than he thought was strictly necessary.
I had not intended to. I simply came by to speak with Knight Vos about something.
Obi-Wan admitted, and felt a bit bad about the look of disappointment that crossed all the girls' faces. Well, if you do decide to ever train together, do let us know. We would love to watch. And of course, this time, it would be the one handmaiden requesting, whose request he could not ignore even if she was dressed apart.
Of course, Padme. Though, surely, watching two Jedi exercise is not as interesting as you seem to think it is.
I don't know about that, Padawan Kenobi. I think you underestimate just how exciting it is to see two Jedi train. It is not often we see such things, but I understand how compared to yourself, it seems mundane, Padme suggested with a smile.
Yes, I see your point. I probably share a similar sentiment in regards to, say, Naboo customs and fashion, Obi-Wan agreed after a moment of consideration.
I don't suppose you would agree to let us dress you up in something a bit more flashy once we return to Coruscant, would you? Another girl abruptly asked.
Oh, well, I'm flattered, but I'm not sure the mission would allow for such activity, Obi-Wan admitted, wearing what he hoped was an appropriately regretful expression. He was a bit puzzled by the request, because, as far as he was concerned, his robes were sufficient.
Of course, we know you are busy and would not want to distract you from your mission. As it is, we have prevented you from speaking with Knight Vos. Do not let us sidetrack you any further, Padme gracefully agreed, while giving Obi-Wan an out from their conversation. Grateful to be done with this strange discussion, Obi-Wan smiled warmly at Padme.
Yes, thank you. I will try not to distract Knight Vos too long.
The girls exchanged knowing glances with one another as Obi-Wan moved closer to the room. Finally able to peer inside where the knight in question was busy doing... Well, Obi-Wan was blanking out on what exactly he was doing, but it certainly was something. Or maybe it was just... force. Obi-Wan did not remember Quinlan having such muscular arms. That was definitely a new thing. It had to be. He would have remembered that. And it had been a while since they last saw each other. He was certainly pleased to see that Quinlan was really putting that sleeveless tunic to good use. Obi-Wan focused, stared intently at Quinlan's arms as they progressed through their repetitious movements. If he was like this without even registering the rest of Quinlan's body, Obi-Wan wondered how he was going to last a conversation with Quinlan.
Padawan Kenobi?
Padme's voice hesitantly broke through his reverie, and Sid spit. He had forgotten about all the girls there, watching Quinlan, and now also him. Coughing, Obi-Wan nervously ran his hand over his clothing in an attempt to smooth out the non-existent wrinkles.
Pardon, Padme. I have just gotten distracted by an old memory.
He vaguely assured as he tried to wheel away his blush, and oh grief, it was obvious none of the girls were actually buying into his excuse, if the way they were looking at him was any indication.
Yes, we could see that. You must have many old memories of you and Night Boss, if you were so distracted.
Padme agreed with a grin, and all the girls giggled as they pointedly looked between him and Quinlan, which was strange.
I do. We have known each other since childhood, and he has grown much since I last saw him.
Oh, I can only imagine, Padawan Kenobi. Padme readily agreed, her grin turning into a pleased smirk as another handmaiden wiggled her eyebrows at him. Obi-Wan began to frown as he stared at them in puzzlement.
I'm not sure I understand what you are saying, he began before he abruptly cut himself off in surprise that quickly morphed into horror as what the handmaidens were suggesting clicked in his brain.
That's when he began to sputter.
This is a misunderstanding. Me and Quinlan, I mean, Night Boss, we're just friends. Old friends. We grew up together. As children, we would never.
He exclaimed, feeling rather like someone in a holodrama right now. This only served to further convince the handmaidens that there, in fact, was something. If the way they were just giggling and clapping their hands and were some of them exchanging credits?
But Kenobi, it's all right. We saw the both of you leaving the storage closet and... you were a bit... shall we say, disheveled looking?
Padme hurried to assure, which only served to further fluster Obi-Wan.
I never... I needed to talk to him, and the closet was the most private place to do so without raising suspicions. And what do you mean I was disheveled-looking?
He firmly explained, trying to appear indignant about the accusation, instead of embarrassed as he spoke.
You were just in a storage closet to talk with your fellow Jedi,
Padme incredulously repeated.
Yes, it was cramped and he just pulled me in,
Obi-Wan insisted as he gestured towards Night Boss, who, now curious about the commotion in the hallway, was making his way over to them. And Obi-Wan was dying because of course his arms weren't the only distracting thing about Quinlan. He was always handsome. Obi-Wan was not ashamed to admit that much. But his shoulders had definitely broadened out some, and maybe he really did miss Quinlan's stupid face because he wanted nothing more than to...
Obi-Wan! Chatting up with the Queen's handmaidens, I see.
Let me guess, he's probably asking you all about something boring. You'll have to forgive him. He can't help it. He just likes learning, even if what it is he's learning about is boring as grief. Quinlan exclaimed as he wrapped one sweaty arm around Obi-Wan's shoulder and pulled him in close. So distracted was Obi-Wan by this that he failed to chastise Quinlan for cursing in front of all these impressionable junk girls, even if they had undoubtedly heard worse at this point.
Far from it. We were having a very stimulating conversation about...
Padme began, expression sly as she again very pointedly looked between the arm wrapped around Obi-Wan's shoulder and Obi-Wan, which led a very desperate Obi-Wan to interrupt her before she could give away too much. Unfortunately for Obi-Wan, instead of steering the conversation away from Quinlan Vos and how attractive he may be or not be, he did the exact opposite because he said the first thing on his mind, which happened to be... your arms. By the time Obi-Wan's brain registered what he had said, he was ready for the force to take him. My arms. You were talking about my arms, huh? Something you want to tell me, Kenobi? Something about... my arms, perhaps? Quinlan teased, as a grin slowly spread across his face, clearly pleased by the idea that Obi-Wan Kenobi was talking about his arms of all things instead of, say, moping about the child Qui-Gon Jinn found. And if he let his arm not so casually slip from being wrapped around Obi-Wan's shoulder to his waist, well, it's not like the handmaidens were going to say anything. Obi-Wan, suitably embarrassed by this point, was still trying to save himself. No, I certainly have nothing to tell you. I was just pointing out that your arms have... become more muscular since I last saw them. Among other things. Not that I have really noticed per se, as it was the handmaidens who pointed it out to me, and I agreed. So you see, there is nothing to say except that you are the same as ever. Quinlan laughed, enjoying just how much Obi-Wan was struggling to come up with some plausible explanation, however weak. It certainly appeared that all of his experience in participating in government negotiations were paying off. Aww, so you only love me for my body? I thought we had something special, Quinlan exclaimed, pretending to be hurt as he brought his other arm up and set it dramatically against his forehead. If I just wanted you for your body, I would stuff something in your mouth so I wouldn't have to listen to you speak. Obi-Wan snapped as he glared at Quinlan, unamused by Quinlan's dramatics. He even swatted at Quinlan's chest with his hand in irritation. All the handmaidens gasped in surprise, Padme included, eyes wide as they glanced between the two men, a scandalous statement, to be sure. Lowering his hand from his forehead, Quinlan wore a smug expression as he tightened his hold around Obi-Wan. Well... now I can't say I would be opposed to you putting something in my mouth. But it is a relief to know you love me for more than my stunning good looks. He purred as he pulled Obi-Wan's body closer to his. You, there are children here. I will not be distracted by your body, boss. Just tell them that when you pulled me into that closet, it was only for a conversation. Obi-Wan demanded, again pressing his hand against Quinlan's chest, in a half-hearted attempt to push him away. He wasn't trying very hard. Quinlan snorted. Is that what got you into a tizzy? Yes, I dragged Obi-Wan into a closet, but alas, no, it was not for the purpose of making out. I wanted to talk to him one-on-one, which I did. The closet was just a bit smaller than I had anticipated with two grown men in it. But, now that you mention it, I really did waste my chance. He admitted with a sigh as he shook his head in disappointment. Oh, for force's sake! Don't give them ideas! Obi-Wan exclaimed with a huff, barely resisting the urge to throw his hands up in frustration. As it was, he kept his one hand pressed up against Quinlan's chest, fingers tugging at the neckline of the tunic, so as to reveal more and more skin. Obi-Wan didn't notice what he was doing. He did, but he would deny everything if pressed. Would you stop fussing already? Honestly, what does it matter if they think we're freeping in the closet? Quinlan demanded with a roll of his eyes, exasperated by how much of a prude Obi-Wan was being right now. Before a fight could break out, because it was certainly gearing up to be one if the thunderous expression on Obi-Wan's face was any indication, or maybe Padme was just misreading the situation. Either way, it was clear Night Boss was in for a world of hurt, love or no. She decided that a strategic retreat was in order until they had more evidence in their favor. Forgive us, Night Boss and Padawan Kenobi. We did not mean to suggest anything of the sort, and clearly we got so distracted by the possibilities that we forgot that we were talking about people. Padme bowed once she finished speaking, the other handmaidens following suit. After a few deep breaths, Obi-Wan nodded his head before offering a weak smile. You are forgiven, Padme, even if there is truly nothing to forgive. It is not as if neither of us had speculated in the love lives of adults we knew when we were younger. If anything, it is this one here who has gathered my ire. So, you'll have to pardon us, but I think we need to have a private conversation. With that, Obi-Wan used the hand already buried in Quinlan's tunic top and pulled Quinlan towards the nearest storage closet. It also conveniently loosened the top even further, not that either man seemed to notice at the moment. Padme couldn't help but think that maybe, if they didn't keep going in storage closets to talk, everyone would stop assuming they were doing something illicit. I can't believe you. One would think you were still a teenager with the way you act. Obi-Wan yelled once they were both safely ensconced in the same storage closet that had started this mess. Yeah, well, one would think you were a virgin the way you act. Quinlan retorted with a leer. As if you don't like me playing coy, Obi-Wan shouted back. Quinlan snickered as he leaned into Obi-Wan's personal space. It was lucky for Quinlan that the closet space was so small, because Obi-Wan's back quickly bumped into the shelving unit just as he attempted to step back. Only because it's so much fun getting you riled up, Quinlan agreed as he lazily boxed Obi-Wan in with his arms. Come on, Obi-Wan, the handmaidens aren't here anymore, and Jin is busy with that kid Skywalker, meaning we only have each other for company right now. I say, let's enjoy it. He pleaded as he gently pressed his forehead against Obi-Wan's. You are so frustrating, you know that? Obi-Wan asked after a moment of just enjoying Quinlan's presence, both physically and in the Force. Despite that, I'm so very fond of you. Must be that bad boy vibe you give off. Satin has said as much. He grumbled as he reached out to lazily wrap his arms around Quinlan's shoulder. I'm still blaming you for everything, though. Wouldn't have it any other way, babe. Even if I'm pretty sure I wasn't the one who was too busy ogling another person to remember there were other people around. Quinlan agreed as he pressed an affectionate kiss against Obi-Wan's cheek. Yeah, well, I hadn't really noticed how much... your muscle had gained since I last saw you. The last time you pulled me in here, we were so busy kissing, I may not have been able to properly appreciate your body. And when you came aboard, you were actually wearing a robe for once, so you'll have to forgive me for... what was it you said? Ogling? Obi-Wan defended with a chuckle, fingers curling into the fabric of Quinlan's tunic as he pulled him closer. You know, Quinlan, You're already pretty filthy, and it seems like such a waste to not put that to good use, since you'll have to shower anyway. Obi-Wan trailed off suggestively, eyebrows raised in silent questions.
I thought you would never ask. After all, I would hate to deny you the ability to properly appreciate my body. As long as you let me do the same to yours.
Always. Padme was hurrying down the hallway, needing to fetch something for the queen in another room, when she came to a pause in front of the closet where she had last seen Padawan Kenobi drag Night Boss into. She had thought she heard what suspiciously sounded like a moan come out of it. But she must have been mistaken, as surely they wouldn't still be in there. It had been 40 minutes since their previous conversation, and... oh, they were most definitely not talking if the way Kenobi had just breathlessly exclaimed Boss's name was any indication. She knew it. They really were lovers after all. How romantic! She couldn't wait to tell the others. Qui-Gon felt a headache that he had been struggling to fend off finally settle in to stay permanently, and he knew, without a doubt, that he had no one to blame but Quinlan Vos for that.
Master Jin, how come all the handmaidens are giggling about Obi-Wan and that boss guy? I heard them say something about a closet and arms, and I'm not really sure I understand, Anakin asked as he entered the room, just having eaten a meal with some of the handmaidens himself.
It's nothing, Anakin. Just teenagers being teenagers, Qui-Gon replied with a deep and world-weary sigh, wondering what he had done to deserve this. They were adults for Force's sake. Couldn't they act like it?
The end. This has been recorded for Boys Teams 2025. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and please remember to drink some water today.